Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on sex, on work, parenting, dating, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Strawberry Letter with my great friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, my good friend, Junior. Subject, does he still have feelings for her? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been together for almost 20 years. When we first started dating, there was a female friend, quote unquote, that was in his circle of friends. I didn't think anything of it for a while, but there were red flags that kept just popping up. And there was a certain vibe that I kept picking up whenever they were in the same space. Eventually, I asked him if they had ever had any type of intimate relationship, and he denied any dealings with her. He said they've always been just friends. Years of the same type of vibes or energy between them made me ask again if anything ever went down between them, and again, he denied it. I know my husband, and I could sense he was lying. I contacted a longtime mutual friend of ours and asked him, in a roundabout way, how well my husband knew this woman. He connected a lot of dots for me without even knowing he was spilling the tea. He said that my husband and this woman had a sexual relationship first and then tried to be in a monogamous relationship, but that didn't work out, so they just became the best of friends. I confronted my husband, but of course, he stuck to his lie and said I was being paranoid. I couldn't tell him I knew for a fact that he slept with her. And the thing that bothers me the most is that even today when she's around, he's constantly scanning the room to see where she is. I've never been paranoid a day in my life. And I know what I see and what my intuition is telling me. Does he still have feelings for her? Is he still messing with her? If they are messing around, can I beat her tail for smiling in my face while stabbing me in the back? Please help. Well, the answer to all of your questions is probably yes. It's been 20 years and they used to mess around. He might still have some feelings for her. One thing is for sure, you're never going to get the truth from your husband. He's going to take whatever he did to the grave. He's not answering you. And thank you. I got to say thank you for paying attention to the red flags, because so many of us ignore the warning signs. You asked him a few times about her. He just sticks to that same lie. He's denying it. Nope, nope, nope. But your intuition and a friend told you something different. So at least now your feelings are validated. You feel like there was something between them. They did something. As far as what happened 20 years ago, that was before you. You got to let that go, okay? You got to let that go. But if they're still going at it now, that's a whole different situation. And here's the question. I mean, I have this question. How is it that she's still around after 20 years and you've suspected this all this time? Why are they still friends? Since you're asking a lot of questions, I have questions for you. Why do you guys go where she is? You know, why haven't you guys cut her off if you think all of this? Because if his eyes are still following her around, yes, he has some kind of feelings for her. And it sounds like he's acting on that feelings, and that's what you're feeling. So that's what you need to deal with. Not 20 years ago, but what's going on right now. Steve?
I disagree with this entire letter. I don't know where you coming from, Shirley, with this mess you said.
Intuition. You know. Go on. Come on. I know you're with the husband and his lies.
What lie?
You need to really stop.
What lie?
Come on. Come on.
Let's go through this letter step by step.
Please do. Please do.
And see what we have. My husband and I have been together 20 years. First started dating, there was a female friend that was in his circle of friends. I didn't think anything of it for a while, but there were red flags that kept popping up. Okay, let's talk about these red flags. There was a certain vibe I kept picking up on whether, on whenever they were in the same space. What vibe? Eventually, I asked him if they had ever had any type of intimate relationship, and he denied any dealings with her. That could be true. I'm just looking at the possibilities. That could be true.
Okay. Read on.
He said they've always been just friends. Years of the same type of vibes of energy between them made me ask again. Years of the same vibe made you ask again. And I'm going to use this because since she's so vibrational, I'm going to ask you a question later on since she's such a vibrational person.
Okay.
So it made her ask again if anything ever went down for them. He denied it. I know my husband, and I could sense he was lying. He was lying about what?
Well, she asked him. It's right there, Steve.
And he said no.
And what is your
So
point?
She said, I know he lying. Then I contacted a longtime mutual friend of ours and asked him in a roundabout way how well my husband knew this woman. How roundabout can you ask these questions that she all of a sudden say she got answers to? He connected a lot of dots for me without even knowing he was spilling the tea. What? Now, you walk away and say that you know this woman had, this man had a sexual relationship, but you was asking what in a roundabout way that he connected the dots. I don't think she has.
All right, hold on, Steve. Hold on, Steve. We'll be back with part two of your response. Yeah, you got more, I know. At 23 minutes after the hour, the subject, does he still have feelings for her? All right, we'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, does he still have feelings for her?
What are you talking about? You say that y'all been dating, y'all been together 20 years. First started dating, there was a female friend in his circle. You ain't think none of it. Then you say red flags kept popping up. Because there was a certain vibe that I kept picking up on when they were in the same place. Remember this conversation about she's vibrational now. Eventually, I asked him if they had any type of intimate relationship. He denied any dealings with her, said they just friends. Now, listen to this. Years of the same vibes or energy. Nothing. This is all her vibes and energy. Nothing. No damn proof. Just energy and vibes from Miss Vibrational. Miss Cleo is who wrote this letter. So now, he said they just friends. All right? And it made you ask again if anything went down. He denied it. Now, you say you know your husband say he was lying. So you contacted a mutual friend of yours a long time and asked him in a roundabout way how well my husband knew this woman. Now listen to the answer she got in what she says was in a roundabout way. He connected a lot of dots for me without even knowing he was spilling the tea. He said that my husband and this woman had a sexual relationship first, then tried to be in a monogamous relationship. But that didn't work out, so that just became the best of friends. What long-time friend told us. And how did you ask these questions in a roundabout way where he didn't know he was spilling the tea? How old is he, 10?
That doesn't mean that he didn't know.
How? Shirley, how?
Easily, she could have asked.
You don't see a woman probing, you're just supposed to be your boy? Man, get up out of here. This man cold all day
it's
long.
A mutual friend. He's a friend to both of them.
That's what she think. And that's what he
roundabout way.
He's probably looking upside her head. He need to check his boy. I confronted my husband.
Well, then he would have said.
But of course, he stuck to his lie and said I was being paranoid. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She's paranoid now.
Yes, and he stuck to his story. Why? Because it ain't no damn proof.
She didn't have you to talk,
but Shirley, you said it happened 20 years ago. It ought to stay in the past. What's she drumming this up for? If it was, but there is no proof. This is hearsay in court. This is hearsay.
His eyes are following
in
her
court.
Around the room. Cut it
in
out,
court.
Steve.
Girl,
cut it
we
out.
Ain't got to that part yet.
Come on.
So what? His eyes is following around the room.
So what?
So?
He wasn't following her around the room.
He didn't follow her around the room, and that don't mean they had an affair. I couldn't tell him
what?
I knew for a fact that he slept with her. That's not a fact. It's called hearsay, lady. The thing that bothers me the most is that even today when she's around, he's constantly scanning the room to see where she is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's from the hood. He just look, you know, look and see what's going on. That's how I am.
Oh, stop.
I've never been paranoid a day in my life. You are now.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
No.
Shirley, this
women
has been going.
You know
Shirley, this has been going on for years. This woman has been on this same vibe, red flag tip for years with no proof at all. Does he still have feelings for her? Is he still messing with her? If you so damn vibrational, what is this letter for? You know, you can vibe everything. You can vibe red flags, all this here. But you can't vibe that they seeing each other. Your husband at home every night. He ain't got no credit card bill showing up. You didn't write in here about no money missing out the account. You didn't write in here about no unaccountable hours, your man. You ain't wrote about no lipstick on no collar. That's all. That's proof and evidence. You ain't got none of that. None of that. And if they are messing around, can I beat her tail for smiling in my face while stabbing me in my back? What you gonna jump on this woman for? With no damn proof.
For floundering Shirley, around her husband and
I can't
having his
go
eyes
with you.
Follow her.
Girl, so damn.
Flouncing.
What?
She fouls. She knows what
she
knows.
She yeah.
Husband.
And you know
she
her
out of order for
woman
that.
Is right. Yeah. For 20 years.
We have
you
to have a perspective.
You don't even like for men and women to be
life.
Friends.
So now, this is something she's allowed for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But now she got red flags about it.
Yeah.
But she's so vibrational, she don't know if they still messing around.
You say that word wrong.
Yeah, no, stop saying that.
That makes me sick, all these vibrational people. That makes me sick. You got everything vibe. You vibe everything but the damn answer.
Walking around with these tuning rods in your
all right, mind. Listen. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter.
Probably find what, you could probably find water on a farm, too, huh?
On today's Strawberry Letter, it's Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.